The State Air Quality Control Commission's new regulations governing emissions from oil and gas operations include new requirements for compressors, natural gas processing equipment, and more, but they do not yet apply statewide. Peter Hart, staff attorney for Carbondale's Wilderness Workshop, told KDNK in April that the commission has initiated a 2-year stakeholder process.
There are members of a stakeholder group representing environmental groups and representing industry and other interests who are all getting together, and they're sort of talking about ways that the state could implement safeguards to protect air quality from the emissions of oil and gas development.
This process involves public meetings around the state, including one in Rifle in April, heavily attended by citizens from Moffett, Rio Blanco, and Garfield counties, and from the Front Range. Elisa Zerang is a community organizer for Wilderness Workshop.
It was interesting. There were people who talked about their own personal troubles with their health, and then there were people who were just concerned that given our proximity to oil and gas development on the Western Slope, that we should have the same standards and regulations in place here to match what's being done on the Front Range.
Like Carbondale resident Kate Hudson.
New drilling technology has brought extraction much closer to our homes, our children's schools, and their playgrounds. Battle and Mesa is a prime example. There are 7 homes within 500 feet of an oil and gas well. There are entire neighborhoods within 1,000 feet. All Coloradans deserve to benefit from strong protections. No communities should be left behind.
That meeting was also really heavily attended by industry,
including Derek Davis.
We are operating under the most strict standards in the nation as far as air quality goes already. And so if you guys are so concerned about the negative impacts on the environment, continue to make it harder and harder and put the industry out of business here, they'll go to other countries where there's no standards.
This week, the Air Quality Commission comes to Grand Junction for the second and possibly final public meeting on the West Slope. Zerang says people on both sides of the Continental Divide are impacted by oil and gas emissions, but it's unclear why these new regulations are only for the Front Range.
According to the commission, they've gotten a lot of pushback from industry that this could possibly put undue burden on the industry and possibly, you know, raise the cost to develop oil and gas in the state of Colorado. And so I think they're being very cautious about taking a very deliberate look at how and when and if to extend these regulations.
As for the outcome of these meetings, Peter Hart says that's also unclear.
Obviously, one potential outcome would be new regulations. There could be recommended best management practices, you know, things short of regulations that are intended to make a difference.
Tuesday's public meeting is from 5 to 7 p.m. at Mesa County Central Library in Grand Junction. Those who want to speak must register online. The commission is also accepting written comments. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.